listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will make our broadcast service a blessing to you today. If Jesus is yours, that means that you are saved from sin. For Jesus Christ came into this world to seek and to save those which were lost. And those who truly find him and he finds you, it means you are delivered from the horrible pit of sin and are on the highway of holiness that leads to eternal life. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today. We're trusting the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each and to every one. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. On this broadcast, we have the privilege of sharing with you a message preached by Brother James Arch, pastor of the Church of God in Georgetown, Grand Cayman. The message was preached earlier over Radio Cayman, and we want to share it with you today. Brother James.
For the devotional part of our service today, I'll be reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40. Which happens to be one of my favorite passages of Scripture, the 40th chapter of the Old Testament book of Isaiah. But for the pilot thought, I'll just be reading from verse 31. It says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint." Now that should be encouraging, especially to Christians today who are endeavoring to live for the Lord. And I trust that something will be said on this program that will mean something to somebody that's listening. We're all in the same world together. We all need the help of God. We need His guiding hand from day to day. And I tell the church all the time in my ministry that regardless of what comes in the world and what come upon us, I still believe that God's way is the best way.
Amen.
I still believe in Christianity. It's a wonderful life. It's a wonderful way. And although we are commissioned to try to win souls to Christ, that is the primary mission of the church, of course, evangelism. However, it is still our duty to encourage one another.
Amen.
And to do our best to see Christians uplifted and encouraged, because if you look around in the world today, there's a lot that could discourage you as a Christian. A lot that could get you down and really keep you down if you look at it. But thank God, we can always look up. Every day is a gift. And there's a song that we sing sometime here in the church. It's a beautiful song. It says, "Too many miles behind me. Too many trials are through. Too many tears help me to remember. There's too much to gain, to lose. Too many sunsets lie behind the mountains. Too many rivers my feet have gone through. Too many treasures are waiting over yonder. There is too much to gain, to lose. I've crossed the hot burning desert, struggling the right road to choose. Somewhere up ahead there's cold clear water, and defeat is one word I don't use." So that's a beautiful song. It's very encouraging to those that are endeavoring to live a Christian life. And I'm here to encourage you to tell you that you have to keep your eyes on God and keep focused on Him. Otherwise, there's not everybody that will encourage you on in the Lord. This scripture that I read here says, "They that wait upon the Lord."
Amen.
Now, what does it mean to wait upon the Lord? We know what the word wait means, generally, to remain or rest in expectation. It also means to serve the needs of. In the text, it can be applied to depend on. And depend means to rely upon and to place trust or confidence in. So it is our business to trust in this great God of heaven that cannot fail. The one who made the world and all that therein is. God is the giver of life,
Amen.
The giver of every good and perfect gift.
Amen.
All that we have from Him.
Amen.
All that we have or hope to be, we have from God. What a wonderful friend He is. We can trust in Him. The psalmist David said in Psalm 27, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." So, if you read the whole psalm, the 27th psalm, you will see the beauty of the words in that whole psalm, which is too long for me to read on this program today. But it's a beautiful psalm, and he started that off with, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" And he went on to say, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple." So that's a beautiful psalm. And he ended it off by saying, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." In the 40th chapter of Isaiah, the prophet reproved the people of God while in Babylon captive for their distrust. You know, we're all human beings, and there are times in life when you get down, and we don't trust like we should trust. And in the 27th verse, he said, Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speaketh, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? It's a question. They spoke, in other words, as if God had cast them off. But he silenced those fears. And if you go back up to verse 21, it says there, have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundation of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in. In other words, he was saying, cannot the Creator of all things preserve his people and keep his church? Amen. Look at verse 28, what it says there. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. That's who Isaiah was writing about. That's the one that he was saying that we could wait on, and that we could run and not be weary, and we could walk and not faint. That's the God that he was telling them about. And even the young and the strong would need to rely upon him. If you look at verse 30, it says, even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Unfortunately, we're living in an age and in a time when not everybody is believing and trusting in what this God can do. And let me tell you something, friends. If we ever needed him, it's now.
Amen.
And especially those that are trying to walk with him and trying to walk with God and hold up a standard of Christianity, a standard of holiness, or a standard of purity. Not everybody's minded that way in the world now. And we need to be thankful for those that are.
Yes.
And we need to be thankful for everyone who will leave the devil's realm and turn to God and serve him.
Yes.
The world needs more Christians.
Amen.
The world needs more people that will stand up for what is right. Stand up for what is true. Stand up for what the Bible teaches. That's what the world really needs. And this is the only way it's going to work. And to believe in what God can do and what God does for us. When we reach a place in life, and many people do, that we need something more than we have, or we need something more than a life of sin, God is there.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, he is an ever-present God. And Jeremiah said, in the 33rd chapter of Jeremiah, and verse 3, he said, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. We don't know what God has in store for us.
Right.
Let me tell you, when you live for God, when you live as close to God as you can live, you'll find what I'm talking about here. We really can't get too close to God. The Bible tells us about a man by the name of Jabez. And Jabez called on God, you know. And it's been quite a popular verse in the last several years. And if you look in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10, it says, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from the evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Jabez asked God for four things, and he granted him all four of those things that he asked for. Jeremiah said, call on me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Only God can listen to the cries of a suffering soul that is bogged down in a life of sin, down in a mire and gutters of sin, and deliver him from that kind of a life. Only God can do that kind of thing. Let me tell you, friends, God can do what others can't.
That's right.
And there are many times in life We turn to other things to try to solve our problems instead of turning to God. We can turn to God. Let me tell you, friends, He's not going to forsake us. He's not going to leave us. He's going to listen to the cries of His people. Amen. What a merciful, kind, and loving God we have. That it doesn't matter how far away we get from God, He still hears us. Amen. He's still mindful of us. He still listens to us. You know, He first loved us. Thank God for that wonderful love that sent Jesus down into this world, that we could have life and have it more abundantly. God got in store for us what nobody else has. After we begin a walk with God, it's then we need His sustaining power. Amen. You don't walk this road alone. You can't level off on this walk. You can't get to the place where you believe you have made it and you reach the point. No, we need God every day.
Amen.
Every day you wake, you need God. Amen. This is a daily walk with God. And every morning you wake, it's a gift. It's a gift from the God. And we need to live it to its fullest. And we need to ask Him for grace and for courage and for strength. And for the word to say to somebody else, and that we might tell somebody else about Him. If you go back to Isaiah 40, you will see in verse 29 what I'm talking about. He says, He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increases strength. Sometimes we think we're weak and we're not. Sometimes we think we can't make it and we can. You know, it depends on how we look at this. It depends on how we take this. If you listen to the enemy, if you listen to the devil, he'll take you off the path. He'll run you off, right off the path. Let me tell you, he doesn't want anybody walking this path. Thank God for this straight and narrow way that Jesus taught. Thank God for it. Although there are few on it, he said, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. But straight is the gate and narrow the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. If you look at the verse 10 in chapter 41 of Isaiah, he said there, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. That's what I said a while ago. When you begin this walk with God, you know, it's one thing to start, and it's another thing to keep going.
Yes.
It's another thing to finish.
Yes.
Yes, you don't finish it till you finish.
Right.
You got to make it through to the ending. Otherwise, it wouldn't make very much sense. When you feel forsaken and let down, like all you have done has failed, God is still there, my beloved friends. God is there. God hasn't moved. And if you look at Psalm 91, you'll see two scriptures there where it says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler.
Amen.
When you feel forsaken and like all is gone and everything is let down, my beloved friends, God is still there. He answers and He assures us, gives us the power to overcome. Christians are overcomers.
Yes.
If we're not overcomers, we're losers. If we're not overcomers, the devil is getting us.
Yes, sir.
Christians must overcome.
Yes.
The obstacles and problems and temptations of life, or they'll get us. And he'll get us down and get us back into the realm and the kingdom of the devil.
Yes.
But they that wait upon the Lord, what words? They that wait upon the Lord, they that depend on God, in other words, shall renew their strength. They shall mutter with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Yes, Christians must overcome obstacles, and there is no shortage of them.
There are obstacles all the time and hindrances on the pathway of a Christian. Something that opposes progress or stands in the way of. That's an obstacle. You got to wade through it. Fear of failing can be an obstacle. You got to shake that off. God is there. Don't let the devil get us down and make us believe that we're destined to fail. That's not what God says. No, he gives us the grace and the courage and the boldness, thank God. Insurmountable looking financial problems. You know, in it's very common in the world now. You got to pray and hold on. There's a God. Call upon me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. He assures us of perpetual sustenance. Not just for today, but if you live till tomorrow, tomorrow too. Yes, for the entire journey that we are on. He said you would not faint. This is a journey. The Christian walk is a journey. In fact, life is a journey. Life is a journey. Let us enjoy the trip. Christian, enjoy the trip. If you're not enjoying the trip, go back to God and ask him for something. Enjoy the trip. The psalmist says, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled. That's Psalms 46 and verse 3. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, there is a river. The streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The Lord of hosts is with us, and the God of Jacob is our refuge. Could I tell you anything more positive or more comforting than that today on this program? I trust that the Lord will bless those of you that have listened to this program. If you don't know the Lord, today would be a good time to give God a chance in your life and ask him to come into your life and to forgive you and live a brand new life. If you're living for the Lord today, you know him. Let your light shine. Amen. Let it shine. Enjoy the trip. It is better higher up.
Thank you, Brother James. Brother James Arch bringing us the message on today's Way of Truth broadcast. Remember our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. And now we invite you to be with us next week for another Way of Truth broadcast.